News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran's threatening tourist sites worldwide while launching more attacks at Israel and energy sites in neighboring Gulf Arab states. John Gambrell reports a Revolutionary Guard spokesman tried to counter Israeli claims that Iran's no longer able to build missiles, only to be killed a short time later.
Israel is continuing to target top officials within Iran's theocracy, trying to weaken it. The aim, according to the Israelis, is to get the Iranians to rise up and to retake their government. But so far, Iran's theocracy seems pretty firmly entrenched. We heard another statement from the Supreme Leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, today. But again, he did not appear in a photograph or a video, continuing to raise speculation about his condition after the Israelis and the Americans have said he likely has been wounded in this war.
The U.S. is deploying more warships and another 2,500 Marines to the region. However, in a social media post, President Trump says his administration is considering winding down military operations. Oil prices climbed some more, while inflation worries caused stocks to plunge. In other news, Jennifer King reports the Drug Enforcement Administration's designated Colombia's president, Gustavo Petro, as a priority target.
During investigations by prosecutors in New York, drug traffickers allege representatives for President Gustavo Petro solicited bribes in exchange for blocking their extradition to the United States. Petro is a liberal who regularly criticizes the Trump administration, but more recently he appeared to have a good working relationship with President Trump. Records indicate the DEA has investigated Petro going back to 2022 for possible dealings with drug traffickers and Mexico's Sinaloa cartel. The president of Colombia has denied taking bribes or having ties to drug traffickers, and in a post to social media, he blamed the accusations on the Colombian far right. I'm Jennifer King.
An actor and martial arts master, Chuck Norris, has died at 86. This is AP News. Donna Warder reports an increasing number of Democrats are mixing religion with their politics.
After years of white Christians overwhelmingly supporting Republican Donald Trump, more clergy are now running for political office as Democrats.
This cup is the new covenant in my blood.
Reverend Sarah Trone Garriott, a Lutheran pastor and an Iowa State senator, is now running for U.S. Congress.
Well-intentioned people of faith have thought it was not appropriate to bring their faith into the public realm. And that left a vacuum that the religious right has filled.
James Tallarico, a Presbyterian church seminarian, recently won the Texas Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate. Democratic Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, a deacon for his Disciples of Christ Church, says his faith drives him to try to better this world. I'm Donna Warder.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.